All right, man, we back again. It's the Eric Bergman Jr. Podcast. I'm here with a very special guest, the one and only Monty G's. How you doing today, bro?
Big chilling, you know. Over at the crib. Appreciate you pulling up on me.
Nah, man, real. It's love, man. This is long overdue, too. I've been wanting to interview you for a while, get you on the show, man. So, definitely a blessing. Glad to be here. You know what I'm saying? Straight off the release of your project, Monty Up 2. You know what I'm saying? Which is congratulations, man, on that. It's a great body of work. Really love the project. So, yeah, we definitely going to get into a lot on your career, your new project, just getting into who Monty G's is. So, without further ado, let's get it started with that. Who is Monty G's? How did you come up with that name? And for people that may have not have heard of you yet and are listening today, like, who is Monty G's?
The name, pretty simple. Growing up, like, all my aunties, my godmom, pretty much any woman that was older than me that was around me all the time, except maybe, like, my oldest sister. Like, she called me by my first name. But even my other sister used to call me Monty or Money. Mm. Either Monty or Money. Pretty much, they still do it today. Like, obviously now, because, like, that's my rap name.
Bro. Yeah.
So they call me Money, but they've been calling me that forever. And so once I went to college, that's what I told people my name was.
Got you. Okay.
When people asked me who my dad was, I just told them my name was Monty.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to stick. And then so everybody knew me as Monty. And then I met my boy Lights. He from Philly. He actually a rapper too.
Okay, yeah. And I've seen you, like, show me his music and stuff. Yeah.
Me and him started rocking real tough. One of the last. This is we probably 19. So this is early. We living in Atlanta, and I was going to Clark. This is my third semester out there, and he was staying with me tough.
Okay.
You feel me? He wasn't going to school there, but he was staying with me. He was trying to find a job and shit.
Right.
Because
right.
I had, like, a little apartment type.
Got place, you. Okay.
Big enough where he was damn near on the couch most of the time, but he was rocking with me. He had a place to stay, but he just was just rocking with me. He was just always rocking. And since he was rapping and shit, that nigga used to always just call me G's. Like, just call me G's. So then it just stuck. So then that's how the G's came in there.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's really where the name came from.
Got you.
But yeah.
That's crazy, man. And so you went to college, like, you went to Clark, and then you went to another school, right? Didn't you go to...
Yeah, I went to three schools.
Okay.
Initially, I went to Clark. Mm-hmm. I was right out of high school.
And that's in Atlanta. Yep. Clark, Atlanta, yep.
Yep, so I was at HBCU, right next to Spelman and Morehouse.
Got you.
So that was cool. It was a culture shock and, like, a world change for me at first. Because I was confident going in. I've always been a confident person. Like, I've always been a confident kid. Like, so when I was making the decision to go out there, I felt like, yeah, I'm about to go out there and do what I do. You know? Mm-hmm. But I realized it was a totally different world. People talk different, dress different, think different, like different things.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Just totally different. The music, mm-hmm. like, everything was just different. I remember that when I got out there, that's when... they're still calling him Titty Boy.
Okay, yeah, Chains.
2 Chainz was starting to pop real hard. You feel me? Future was just getting off the ground. Like, it was a few, like, so it was a different shit. Rich Kids was still popping. Okay. Like,
Travis Porter?
Yeah, Travis Porter.
Uh-huh.
Like, so it was a different, it was just like, I remember being out there. It was cool.
It was a different era back then.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was experience. So then I learned to... At first, it was kind of just deal with it, because at first, I was like, this was my decision, so I was learning how to, like, just kind of deal with it, and then I learned to thrive, you feel me, in my sense of thriving, in a sense, like, everybody knew who I was, but I was really thriving off, like, you feel me, making money and cannabis and shit.
Yeah, hustling, like, yeah.
So I was really doing my thing, and that's when I really started growing a passion for music in a big way, too.
Gotcha.
In that same era. I don't know if it was Atlanta. I know Lights had a big... I think Lights showed me that it's possible that, like, when you work at something, like, you're going to get better.
Right.
Right. So he showed me, like, because he's super talented. So you see somebody like that, you sometimes you get discouraged because he, you feel me, he's super talented. But when you see he always practicing them.
Right.
And always then I his craft. You know, we play sports. Like, right. I play sports my whole life. So that, that resonated with me.
Yep.
Like, that's all it is.
Yep. Put the work in.
Anything I tried to do in sports, if I couldn't do it the first time, if I try to do it a little more, eventually I did it.
Right.
You feel me? I did it.
Work ethic.
Yeah.
Yep. Got you. And then, so you was in Atlanta, then you end up going to two other schools?
Yep. So then, so my third semester, I made it all the way to the end. I think it's like the breathing period right before the finals, and I ended up getting in trouble. But they had ran in my room, and I got in trouble for... having some stuff in my room. And then so I had to leave that school, and my grandma always say she saved me, because I didn't know she was gonna come down. I knew she was living in Indiana, but I just wasn't even thinking about her. I was just thinking, I was like in a crazy place. So and then my grandma came, she bonded me out and everything.
Swear, that's love.
Bonded me out. I didn't know what was going on because I was already in there for a little bit. So I didn't know what was going on, but I was like, you feel me? So she, and then when I seen her face, that shit was cool.
Right.
And she drove me back up to Indiana. So then I ended up getting my probation and all my shit transferred up there to Indiana.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So then while I was out there, there's a junior college.
Okay.
So in between, you know how usually it's like winter break?
Yeah.
I'm like, going through my whole process. I remember my birthday, because my birthday is on the 27th of
December, right?
2 days after Christmas.
Yep.
On my birthday, I was in rehab.
Damn.
Like, you know, like mandatory rehab.
Wow. As part of like a probation. Yep.
Yeah. Like, it was my first day.
Wow.
That shit was crazy. Like, so it was just, I was going through hella shit like during that little period. So like,
and you're young at this point, right? You was like, what, 19, 20? Like 20, around 20? Yeah.
Damn. So then and then so right after that, the semester didn't start till like January.
Okay.
January something. So then part of my probation was like, I need to be doing something. So instead of like getting a job, I was like, I'm going to be going to school.
Right.
So
right.
I had to show that I was enrolled in classes. So I enrolled in the JC out there, and it's called Ivy Tech.
Okay.
It is It's right in the same. It's in the exact same city as IU, Indiana University.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Bloomington.
Bloomington, Indiana. Yep.
Yeah. So it's like a junior college in the middle of a college town.
Okay. So it's really cracking there, low key, probably. Smack. Okay. Yeah.
It's a college town, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for a college, so I got to, that turned into being an experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I ended up being out there for like three semesters.
And I know Indiana is all about IU. Like, IU is the big school out there. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Oh, yeah, they big basketball. They love That's when Victor Oladipo was out there.
Okay.
Cody Zeller.
Yep.
The last time they was number one.
Yep. That's crazy. That's when they was raw. I remember that year Oladipo was serving. Was him and Zeller, he was serving that year for sure.
That's when they was going against Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
They had Trey Burke
and Tim Hardaway. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Junior.
Yep.
Like, I remember they was 1-2. Like, yep. They hate each other. Like,
yeah, that's rivalry.
I remember it was crazy at the parties. Like,
I'm already
you
knowing.
Said Michigan, like, yeah. That shit, like, bro, like, that's fighting words.
Like, that's crazy.
Michigan had won. I think they won both of the games that they had played.
Mm-hmm.
Them was fighting words. Like,
that's crazy. So you went from Atlanta to Indiana, and you said you was out there for three semesters?
Yep, so that was, like, basically a year and a half.
Right.
And then after that, I got accepted into Belmont.
And that's
where I stayed most of my school.
Okay.
Because, like, all together, that was, like, three semesters with Clark's. Three semesters. That's, like, 3 years.
Right.
So I was already basically supposed to be going into my senior year, but I'm going into Belmont. And then they didn't accept a lot of my credits. They accept some of them. So I was going into, like a second semester freshman.
Got you. Okay.
Me? So, but it was cool. And it was that's the audio and engineering program.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. And then I think his name is Ian Clark.
Oh, yeah. Ian Clark, that played for the Warriors.
Yeah,
yep.
Same school he went to.
Yep. Got you.
So it's a...
What made you pick Belmont? I'm curious. Like, how did you end up choosing Belmont to go to school?
Because the audio engineering.
Oh, okay. So that probably...
Yeah, when I went online and I looked up the best audio engineering program, and it was like Belmont was like one of the best.
Got you.
And it was like, and I wanted to go to a real university too.
Right.
I didn't want to go to a trade school.
Right, right.
Like I wanted to go
like
to a real 4-year where it's other majors.
Yeah.
It's like on campus.
You still get that college experience. Yeah.
People living on, like, it was a real school.
And
it
Belmont was, is in like Tennessee, right?
Nashville.
Or, it's in Nashville, okay.
Yeah. So, and that, like, and every time I end up going somewhere, like, I'm going for, like, a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not really anticipating the city.
Right. The city
really
effect
having,
of
like,
it.
Yeah. Really having, like, some type of vibe.
Right.
You know,
right. Because Nashville is actually, like, it's a lot of people out there. You know
tight.
What I'm saying?
It's tight.
It's lit.
Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, like, every time, like, I'm around people and I tell people I'm from Nashville, like, hella people even know about it, like, been there. Or, like, they want to go. Like, where
right.
I hear people like, oh, yeah, I was in, like,
yeah.
It comes up all the time.
Yeah, I've been to Nashville, like, once. My aunt used to live out there. And I was probably, like, 9 or 10 when she lived out there with my uncle.
Uh-huh.
It was lit, though. Like, as a kid, at least. Like, I enjoyed myself out there.
It's lit. Like, it got a street called Broadway where it got nothing but bars, and it's like it stays lit for 7 days a week.
It's like isn't it like the country music, like capital of the world, basically?
But it's cool because, like on the popular days, they playing popular music.
Okay.
But the difference is they doing it live.
I swear. Wow.
So, like, they playing like the songs that you hear on the radio.
Yeah.
But it's people actually doing it live.
Wow.
Because they got stages.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's crazy.
So it's at a whole different altitude, like the
that's
sound.
Crazy.
Like,
yeah.
Like, when you're on the street,
man.
You can barely hear you. You got to really scream. Like,
that's crazy,
Because it's bar after bar after bar, and everybody trying to compete off loudness. So
right.
Whoever the loudest going to get
the people,
who's going to get people attention. So
that's crazy.
So it's fun. It's an experience. So I got to live. I lived out there for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so and then I kind of got burnt out of school.
Gotcha.
But it was also other things going on,
right.
Which that was also like making me feel like, damn, like, is school that important? You
right.
feel me? Like, because I really felt like I had full school experience.
Yeah, because
at
mean,
that
you
point,
was,
I've been here for like 6 years.
Right, so you didn't have the time, you didn't put the time in, period.
I just didn't have, I needed like 3 more semesters to get the paper, so, but I was just like,
can't do
and
it.
The classes was just getting more tougher.
Right. You know? The classes was starting to toughen up. I feel it, buddy.
Like, the closer I got, I'm like,
man. I'm going to be honest, man. When I was in college, like, I think for me, bro, like, I was burned out of school in high school. But I had just realized, you know what? Like, well, one, my mom was definitely not going to let me slide on going to college. But two, like, when I got to college, I think I realized, okay, like, bro, the college I went to, like Pepperdine and Malibu, bro, was like $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about it, like, bro, I'm wasting hella money if I don't actually get something out of this.
Yeah, Belmont was close to there, yeah.
And, but for me too, I think like I grinded my ass off in college, like to the point where when I got done with college, I was so exhausted to where like I feel like I was burned out on life. Like I just didn't have the energy to do anything. Like I got a job after I graduated and I was just going through the motions, you feel me? Like, I had a spot, got a car, the whole nine, but I didn't feel content, and I didn't have energy for life, you feel me? Like, I was just burned out. So, you got to do what's best for you, you know what I'm saying? And, like, school isn't for everybody, like, even...
And that's what I took it as, because, like, when I made my decision, that's kind of what was going in my head, because for the longest, when I was going to school, like, there was a part of me, of course, that wanted that college experience. Like, I think anybody do.
Right.
Like, when you see it on TV, see movies. Like, I wanted to see what a dorm life was like.
Exactly.
I wanted to see what going to class was like.
Right.
I wanted to see what a frat party was like.
Right.
You know, I want to experience all that firsthand.
And you got that, too. You got it, too.
But then
you
learn that, like I said, like, you going for that. And then you experience the city, and then you experience this, and you start experiencing all these things, and it's like, okay, like, it's a lot that goes with college.
For sure.
Like, so you start to fall in love with that whole process and all the shit, but at the same time, like, I think once you figure out what you want to be, like you said, like, like, that college has served its purpose.
Then. Right. For sure.
Like, without the degree or not.
Right.
And I feel like that's where I was in my life, like, I feel like I knew what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And then, like, I didn't need it. And the degree wasn't going to, like, either get me there or not get me there.
Right.
You feel me? It was one of those things, like, if I got it, okay.
Yeah, it would be nice, but it wasn't
going
to. It wasn't a game changer.
It wasn't a game changer.
Right.
And then, like I said, I was going through some other shit with my family and shit. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, if y'all making it seem like this is for me, like all right, like I'm gonna do what's good for me then.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Like, cause part of getting a degree is, you know, it's for the family.
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely.
Family wanna see you get a most degree. Definitely. The family wanna, you feel me?
Yeah, if it wasn't for my mom, I definitely wouldn't have got my degree. I already know.
And everybody, you know, like, cause I took out like some student loans and mm-hmm. everything, so people sacrificed.
Yeah.
And you know, so everybody, you know, they wanna see you complete it. But at the end of the day, like, if you talking to like it's for me, like, I feel like I got my money's worth. I feel like the money is what it is.
Right.
Like, and when I look at other people's student loans, mine's really ain't that bad.
Yeah, I feel you.
But at the same time, like people had to sacrifice. Like, you know, I like, you know, through my whole college shit, like I said, I got in trouble, hella shit. Like, I had some highs and lows through that mm-hmm. whole 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? But, like, I was on cloud 9 doing my thing, and it was shit like everything gone.
Right.
Feel me? Like, so it was highs and lows, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like, shit, I'm ready to move on.
And that prepares you for life, too, because that's what life is like. You know what I'm saying? It's going to mm-hmm. be some peaks. It's going to be some valleys. Yeah, and you went through that at an early age, and you realized it wasn't for you to
set. I just don't need to be going to class, though, boy. Period. That's how I was like, it's good. I don't need to go to class, though, boy. Like, because I was already doing hella shit outside of school.
Right.
Like, school always was something, like, it felt like something I had to put a part of my schedule.
Gotcha.
I worked everything around school.
Right,
it was kind of like how you would do work.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not as many
But you didn't
hours.
Have that passion for it, so it's like, it's a drain. Well, that leads to the next question. So, like, how did you get started as an artist? Can you talk to us about your journey in terms of, like, getting started? Like, I know you went to Belmont initially for audio engineering, but how did you become an artist and really start taking yourself seriously in the booth?
Yeah, I guess it took a while before I really took myself serious in the booth. Like, I love music for, like, forever. I started dabbling it in, like, high school. Like, I made my first song in high school,
mm-hmm.
but that was just like off of the homies and just to play around,
having fun.
And then I got into college, like I said, when I met Lights and everything, seeing him go to the studio,
mm-hmm.
and then like I bought had me a little mic. I would record into my computer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I used to the MacBook on the GarageBand.
Yeah.
Me and my homies, we would make songs and shit. So I used to always be like, shit, I could do this shit.
Right.
Like, I used to always be like, I could do this shit.
Yeah.
And then, but I was just trying to make money at the same time. And then once I went to, Indiana, like, it was nothing to do. Like, you know, like, you go, like, I'm used to being around hella shit, like, where I could do whatever I want.
Right.
Indiana's a country college town, like, so it's really nothing to do.
Right.
So I was like, what I'm gonna do with myself? So I started, like, doing music shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started I bought, like, and took any money that I'd come up upon, like, I'd buy something for music. Like,
yeah.
I'd buy hella shit, buy a microphone, buy hella shit, and I'd just be, like, and my grandma had, like, a little basement.
Oh, okay.
And I just started recording, just talking hella shit, like,
mm-hmm.
just, until my throat started hurting, I'd just be spitting, just trying to spit. And I really found myself, that's why I was doing the kill time, like.
Okay.
That's what I was doing to with my time.
Right.
So, since I was putting that much time and effort into it when it was time to, like, you feel me? Because I knew I wasn't going to be out there long. I didn't want to be out there long. But the only way I could really, like, transfer my probation and shit is if I show I'm, like, going to school or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was like, so I got to get into a school somewhere.
Right.
Somewhere cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about Nashville, nothing. Like,
yeah.
I just looked up the school, and I'm like, sure, if I go to school, I want it to be at least something I'm interested
yeah.
in.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't going to try to go waste my time
right.
and learn something. So that's where I picked audio engineering, and that's how that happened. And then when I got to Belmont, I learned a lot of the technical side. Like,
gotcha.
I learned a lot about the studio,
right.
a lot about the equipment,
right.
a lot about microphones,
right.
and how sound reflects,
mm-hmm.
and all that shit. Like, Just, and then you got, because in Nashville, they call it the Music City, because, like, there's, like, a 100-plus studios out there. Like, it's hella easy to get in a studio.
Wow.
So that was the first time I ever, like you said, like, So it took that long until I got to actual booth.
Right, and actually recorded for real in a real studio.
It got to where I got to Nashville where I actually was in a booth.
Gotcha.
And I, like, with a nice ass microphone, engineer in there.
Yeah.
And it's my song.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? I'm trying to, like, come with a song. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So then ever since then, that's where I kind of put my money to. If I can make some money, I'm going to put, like, some of it, whatever I can, to the music.
And to the art, for sure. Yeah. And what would you say, how long ago was that you probably got in the studio for the first time? In
that
Nashville.
Easily probably was like 2015, 16.
Okay,
Yeah.
Damn,
so
bro.
Probably like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. That's crazy. And then, so like your first official project, was it Money Up? Was that the first official project that you did, or did you do one before then?
No, I did Body So Crazy.
Okay, okay.
And that was like, you feel me, probably, nobody knew it, but it was probably towards the end of like the mixtapes.
Okay.
The niggas was dropping shit on Dat
Piff.
Uh-huh. Live mixtapes. You know, that was kind of like an app too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, most definitely.
Because that's what it turned into, an app.
Yep.
Like at first it was online.
Yeah, and then Dat Piff came out with an app and everything. Yep.
App and click on the nigga cover.
Yep.
Kind of like SoundCloud.
Yep.
But then it turned into SoundCloud.
Right.
Like SoundCloud killed Dat Piff.
Yeah, it did.
It was like the same thing with Easy.
Yeah, right. SoundCloud came crazy out of nowhere. You feel me?
So then that's when Money Up came on SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud, gotcha.
That was like my first project on SoundCloud.
Yep. I remember Money Up, man. That was a moment.
Actually, I take that back. I dropped the Nova tape, but I dropped like little, like, but my first big project was Money So Crazy, and then I dropped like kind of like EPs after that, and then my next big tape was Money Up.
Yeah, I remember Money Up.
The next one was Caress That F You.
Yep.
Yeah, and then this one. So yeah, so I really don't have that many like big projects really, but I've dropped a few songs. Like I got a few songs on SoundCloud. Like, but I've. There's way more songs that I've never dropped. Just because either they was whack or I never got around to dropping it or it didn't get mixed down all the way.
Yeah.
Just the, you know.
Right. Part of the process.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like from Money Up till now, which you just dropped Money Up to, you know what I'm saying? Crazy follow up to the first one. But I feel like in that time frame from Money Up to this second one, and obviously you had CLD in the middle, but I think Money Up 2 shows your evolution and your maturation as an artist. And I see you playing with melodies a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And just like, you have a very diverse sound on this project. What was that creation process like for you putting together Money Up 2?
I don't know. I feel like the vibes going into 2021, it was just different for me, because I'm in a place now where it's like I appreciate every day, like, so that was just like that's just how I think, and how I make music is always based off, like, that's why sometimes I don't drop music, because if it sits in my library too long and it don't get dropped, like, when I listen to it, it's like, that ain't my vibe no more.
Yeah, the moment passed.
Even if it be like, oh, I was saying some hot shit, that ain't my vibe no more.
Yeah.
I make the songs how I'm feeling right then and there.
Right.
So, and then on top of that, Asante came in the picture.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? That's the homie.
Yep.
And it's the first time I really got a producer that, you feel me, is making beats that you feel me, that's kind of catered to my sound.
Right.
You know? And I like the vibe that was coming from that.
Yep.
You feel me? He was being original with his, so I was trying to come original with me.
Right.
So that's just how that came, and then that's why it was really, it started out, My Pocket was the first song I really did with him.
Okay.
And that happened in like January. And after that song we did, and I'm like, shoot, that came out cool. And then he started cooking, and then I got in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, we got a few songs. And I'm, every song that we making, I'm kicking songs off the tape.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, not this
one
got to
come.
This,
yeah.
This shit good.
Right.
This shit going. And,
right.
And that's how it went. Like, so, yeah. So, I think, like, this, the sound that I think that's probably coming out that's different is a combination. It's a combination of me and Asante being able to collab.
And it's cool that you guys have been able to like kind of create that connection, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always see a lot of the best rappers and artists, they have a special connection with their producer, you know what I'm saying? And they make magic together, you know? So it's cool to see y'all on that trajectory, you feel me? And on that tempo, for sure. That's dope. But yeah, speaking about Money Up Too, what would you say is your favorite song, if you could pick one, your favorite song off the project?
I'd probably say Facts.
Facts, okay. Yeah, that one was hard, man. I feel like you went deep, like you got vulnerable a little bit on that song too. But why is it your favorite?
I don't know. Like, yeah, I feel like, cause that first of all, that whole song, like, I probably had half the hook written.
Okay.
So I went in the studio and that was probably the second song I met. Like, you know, there's a third that I made on Asante's beat. And then I was just like, okay, this is bouncing, like, and it was,
right.
And I was just trying to lay something down. It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I had something half written to it, and I just after that I just put my phone down and I was just in it. So I was, you know, I punch in.
Yeah.
So just every bar, but it was coming, and then when it came out, I'm like, damn. And it was like one of the first times that I was like, damn, like. Almost like literally every single line. That's why I just called it Facts. I didn't say Facts not one time in the song.
Right.
But I called it Facts because like everything I said in there is what I do.
It was factual. It was real.
Yeah. It's like,
it was authentic.
Yeah. It's like, that's my everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you hear that song and you be like, damn, what's Monty doing today?
Just listen to that song. Yeah. So that's. That's cool because it's like that's a song that embodies you as an artist. You know what I'm saying? It embodies you, your brand, and what you stand for and everything. So that's dope. That's big. Got you. Well, yeah, that actually brings me to my next question, which is what does your brand mean to you? So, like, we know the origins. We know where Monty G's, the name, came from. We know a little bit about your journey. But what does your brand mean to you? And then... what do you want your brand to mean to the listeners and the people that that follow you?
Yeah. My brand as Monty G's, I just wanna like myself, I just wanna at the end of the day just be authentic in the sense of just being yourself at all times when it comes to making music. This is your songs. Like, if I don't like to listen to them, it don't matter.
Right.
You feel me?
Like, right.
If I don't like the song, you probably ain't ever gonna hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I drop everything I drop, I bump.
Yeah.
Like, so it's.
So you never compromising yourself as an artist. You never like taking a shortcut. You always,
Yeah, in a sense, I'm listening to it. Like, I don't want to listen to me lying to myself.
Right.
Feel me? So everything I talk about, it gotta be something that's real in my life.
Yeah.
So that's what I look at it, but on the outside looking in, at the end of the day, I just wanna be an example for people. Like, I wanna make it to a point in my life where people can look at me and understand that, you can make things happen. Feel me?
Yeah.
And there's a rule book.
Right.
Me? Like, it's not like this mystical world.
Yeah.
How to make it happen.
Yeah.
Feel me? It's not that just, this somebody just got blessed today. Because that's the mystical world.
For sure.
Somebody just got blessed today. Yeah. Oh, he's lucky.
Nah.
Like, oh, that shit, that's
it's the mystical hard work. World. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be work. Yeah.
I mean, that's the, you feel me? Like, so... That's from the outside looking in. So that's, but at the end of the day, like, in order to, you know, give off those vibes, you have to achieve those heights. So
for sure.
So that's first and foremost. So that's my ultimate goal from the outside looking in. For sure.
Got you. Got you. And then my next question is, who are your inspirations? So whether it be musically, lifestyle, role models, you know, you name it. Who are people that inspire you?
Yeah, I remember growing up, Kobe used to always be my guy.
So rest in peace to Kobe, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kobe. It's still crazy to me that he's gone. But Kobe used to always be my guy. And then I remember Lil Wayne. I used to always appreciate his work ethic. You know, like no matter how big a song got.
Right.
He'll like be back in the studio. Mm-hmm. Like nobody dropped as much music as him.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he was pumping out music for sure.
Like that's why everybody be like Jay. I'm like, he go to me because Jay Z don't come in near. Like you could say this song better than this, but he only dropped 12 songs. Lil Wayne didn't drop 100 songs this year.
That's true.
You feel me?
Like, yeah, and Wayne did hella features. Like Wayne has so many hits that he was attached to.
Yeah,
and
so
just yeah, a lot of work. He put in a lot of work. Mixtapes, like hella mixtapes.
Yeah, he was like our generation Stevie Wonder to me.
For sure. Nah, for sure. Yeah.
Like you know how my pops always talk about, oh, Stevie Wonder won the best album of the year, 5 years in a row.
Right.
You know, like something crazy like that.
Uh-huh.
That's Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Nah, Wayne to me is definitely on the Mount Rushmore, you feel me? And if you think about like his influential, like his generational influence, like how influential he was to this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like he birthed a lot of these new rappers, you know what I'm saying?
For sure,
like,
for sure, that's a fact.
And that's on everything, and I'm not even a Wayne fan like that, but just being objective, like, so many artists that are newer, like, even, like, the Lil Uzis and just a lot of, even them type of dudes, like, that are big now, like, they all come from that Wayne, Trent,
they,
like,
everybody pay homage. It's just, like, for Kobe, like, there's nobody in their right mind can't pay homage to Lil Wayne, unless you're trying to do something stupid, you know, and just try to get views or something. But if you being sincere and you really being genuine, like he's just one of those people you just got to pay homage to.
For sure.
But yeah, so that was a big influence, and Floyd used to always be a big influence on me.
Money May.
Yeah, like he always. I used to always watch his like when he was after he fought. Really, it was after Judah. But I really start watching videos after he fought De La Hoya.
Okay, yeah.
I'm on it like YouTube. Uh-huh. Like, that's young YouTube.
Yeah,
like,
that's the beginning of YouTube, yeah.
And he used to just be in my head all the time, like you know, just you know, all this shit got off work.
Right.
You know, off work. And shit, all the glitz and glamour and that shit ain't nothing. Like,
right.
Family,
it's about the grind.
This ain't nothing. So
grind now, shine later.
But those are like my outside influences, but inside, like, it's probably my pops for sure.
Okay.
And then probably my brothers, like, my brothers, like, they've always been there in the sense of always trying to be like, man, you gotta be better.
Mm. And you have older brothers, right?
Yeah.
You're the youngest of the, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I always loved them for that.
Right.
My dad, he always is firsthand right there, you feel me?
Right.
Firsthand example of it.
Right.
You feel me? Like, This shit can be better.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta sacrifice and you gotta do a lot of things to get there.
Yeah.
You feel me? You might not like it, you feel
mm-hmm.
me? And all the shit, but that's what it is.
Yeah, and I only met your pops, I think, just that one time, but he was dripping with wisdom though for sure.
Yeah.
Like has a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Yeah, that's dope. Okay. Yeah, so I really wanted to talk to you too about what you got on the horizon, man, and just other things outside of music. So, you got your own show, you feel me? What's going on? You about to do season 2 with that?
Yeah.
You got Purple Rose, which I know is booming. Like I be seeing you post that on the story, and like I know that's growing and that's emerging. And then you've been doing your thing with the brand ambassador stuff with Just Too Nice. I see you got the Just Too Nice shirt on right now, repping it. You know what I'm saying? But what's on the horizon for you? Like what other things are you into right now? What's and what is the future lie for Monty G's?
What's going on is something that just popped up like the end of last year. Like it's something I always like. It's not always like in a sense of like I love movies and I love acting, so I was like, what's a way that I could like you know entertain in a way,
right?
And I might be able to like you feel me. You know, promote in a way too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was just, and then what's going on? Like, and it's just an opportunity for me to try to be creative, and then link up with Lick and have him be creative as a director. And so we're gonna keep it going. At first, I love I love all the first ones in the first season. And to me, like, if it get traction, it get traction, you feel me? But if like, to me, I'm going to keep it going, like, just like anything else. Like, it's all out of pocket. So right. The money flowing, or the what's going on flowing, you feel me? So that shit, we already got a few episodes in. I'm trying to make sure we got enough in before I start releasing. So, I don't get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only going to probably be like 8 or 9 episodes.
I'm ready for my cameo, bro.
It's gonna be nice.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get in there.
Yeah, because we already getting better, and every time it's just like, okay, so we know how to do that. So, if we could do that, shit.
Yeah, now that's big, bro. Yeah. And I think, like, there aren't enough people making content like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, original content, especially as artists. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother lane that adds on to the music. And for people that's following you, like, they gonna see like another side of your personality and everything. Yeah. So I think that's big, bro.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so then but then Purple Rose, that's really my baby. Like that's my number one. That's what I feel like is gonna take me to the moon. You feel me? Like so that's what I put all my effort in for the most part. I still gotta balance a lot of other shit, like, because I make money other ways.
Right.
So I gotta balance other things, that's what I put all my, that's why I'm waking up early. That's why I'm staying up late. That's what I'm doing everything. And this is my cannabis brand, because we licensed distro, me and my dad.
That's big, man.
So out here in California, so we've been booming for about a year now. So we just trying to keep growing, Yeah, every day. It's cool, but then at the same time, it's a lot of work.
Right.
People look outside looking in, it kind of looks lovely, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, man.
So it's one of those things, you just gotta stay at it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there's only a few things that could take you to the moon. Like,
right.
And if you could hold on to one, like, you gotta hold on to it.
Yep.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to nurture it. I'm trying to put all my focus in that. So that's Purple Rose.
And you have ownership, man. And it's we don't see, especially like young people and especially men of color, black men, having ownership, especially in this industry, which, traditionally before it was legalized, this was our industry. You know what I'm saying? Cannabis and marijuana, like, that was a people of color thing, And I feel like it was gentrified a lot through the legalization and, like, it being federalized. But it's great to see you and your dad, like, you guys own it, and have your foot in the door with that. And like you said, it can take you to the moon, for sure.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
For sure.
Most definitely.
And then J2N, that's my brother T. Ward shit.
Shout out to T. Ward, man.
Yeah, that's my guy. So it only made sense to me, you feel me? So, I'm spending money on clothes. And
right.
He's starting to drop a whole bunch of new little lines and stuff damn near I wear. So I'm like, man, I'm gonna buy his.
Yeah, that's
so
love.
So I stocked up on his clothes. Mm-hmm. So I got, instead of buying one tee, I bought three tees.
Right.
Instead of buying two sweaters, I got three sweaters. Right. So
that's love.
Like, so T always, I'll give you a discount. You better give me a discount. Nah, it's funny though. I'm like, nah. I make sure I pay him. I want to pay him in food. That's my guy.
Right.
Because I know that stuff ain't free.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm in business.
And that's the support part. Like, we got to support each other as young entrepreneurs and people that's trying to get to it.
Anybody I really, really, especially if I love you, I really, really deal with you and I've been knowing you for a long time.
Right.
Like, any extra dollars, I don't care if it's just, $30, $40. Like, I'm throwing it your way.
Yeah, that's love, man. That's what it's about.
But
you got to build each other up.
I definitely spend a lot of money. When I want something, and I know somebody that I know make it, I'm spending it with them.
Yeah.
And
that's how it's supposed to be. Like, a lot of times we be quick to give our money to these big corporations that's been established for years and Fortune 500 companies, but when we have our own folks and our own personal networks start companies or start their own ventures, we're hesitant to support that. And I think, that's kind of backwards. So I'm definitely always about supporting entrepreneurship and small businesses, especially if it's black owned or people of color. Like, we don't get the chances that a lot of other people do. So it's like we got to support our own for sure.
Yeah.
Most
so,
definitely.
Yeah. So that's J2N. They got some good clothes, though.
Like, most definitely, you know, yeah, bro.
T don't wear... T, my guy, he just like me. That's why I said it's stuff that I wear already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like shirts that I go... You feel me? Washing and...
Right.
It's funny.
Right, you know, right. I need, then it's over after one wear.
The first time before I even wash it, I need it to be on point.
Right.
I mean, like, I need it to be real nice. So,
right. Most definitely.
So, like, and it's even the pants and everything. So, everything is quality. And that's another thing, like... that's another thing why all this stuff's accumulating. Like, because it lasts a long time.
Yeah.
So the more clothes he dropped, the more everything. And then, yeah. So, and I do shoots. And when I do shoots, I feel the same way. Like, instead of rocking, you know, some other brand.
Yeah.
I'm going to rock his brand.
Exactly.
So that's just my mindset.
No, that's dope.
It ain't nothing like, I'm the only gain to me is, you know, I look good.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm wearing some nice clothes.
Period.
You feel me? So,
right.
So that, like,
that's what's up.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah, that's dope, man. Yeah, and I'm really like happy to see like everything you're doing with Purple Rose, with the music, seeing what you and what T Ward's doing with Just Too Nice, but seeing you rock it, you know what I'm saying, and them kind of making you one of the faces of the brand is dope. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, big shout out to both of y'all. But I'm gonna wrap it up with this last one. We're gonna do a little bit of rapid fire, five favorites. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have five different categories, and you got to say what your favorite is in each category. So, first off, we're going to start off with food. Favorite food?
Chinese.
Chinese food. Okay, that's easy. I love Chinese food, too. Okay, favorite athlete of all time?
Kobe.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, Kobe. Favorite artist of all time?
I got to say Lil Wayne.
Wayne. Okay, for sure. That's three. Okay, so two more. This is a tough one for most people. What's your favorite shoe that you've ever owned? Your favorite sneaker or favorite, it could be any kind of shoe, but your favorite shoe that you've ever owned.
Damn, that's cold.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Oh no, I'll just say like I can't say as an adult, but when I was a kid, when I had the answers, the first ones.
Yeah, them hard. Yeah. Reebok answers, yeah, them go crazy.
I used to wear them every day, and I remember I got them
toe
up, and I was like, I
got to
buy the same pair of shoes.
Same ones. I'm running back, yep.
She was like, you can't. I was like, shouldn't we get the same pair of shoes?
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's four. So the last one is your favorite movie. Favorite movie.
Well, that's
pretty
hard, too.
That's tough. It's a tough one.
Damn. Well, I just say it like, All About the Benjamins.
That's a classic. Yeah, I love that movie, man.
Yeah, I could watch that.
All About the Benjis. Yeah, bro. That was Mike Epps in his prime to me. Like, that's then. Yeah, him and Cube together. That's a dynamic duo, bro. Like, they got to make some more movies together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a classic, man. Shout out to them dudes. But, okay, so that's the five favorites. Well, yeah, man, appreciate the time, bro. Thank you for coming on. Any last messages or anything you want to give to the people? Definitely let them know where to follow you and everything.
Last message, I just appreciate you pulling up. Always, you know, any love, any support I can get, you know, that's always love for sure. And then you can definitely follow me at Monty G's on damn near everything. Everything I got, Monty G's, MONIEGEEZ.
Monty G's.
Yeah. So yes, that's A1. But yeah, I got the new tape out, so
Money up too, man. Go grab that. You feel me?
Yeah, if you're trying to see
it's
what
hard.
Got going on, that's pretty much said it.
For sure. Yeah, that's hard, bro. And yeah, I appreciate you coming on, man. And I'm really just happy to see your elevation and growth and everything you got going. But we just gonna keep doing it, man. We gonna have this podcast. We gonna do another episode probably 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be Money Up 3. You feel me? Yeah. And it's gonna be bigger and better every time. But yeah, much love, bro. Appreciate you and everybody listening. This is EB. I'm with Monty G's. Till next time. Catch y'all later.